With your latest edition of the Newcastle United Bulletin, I'm Chris Rivers. Beginning with the news that the Premier League's chief executive, Richard Masters, has said that the league is not working to any specific time frame over the proposed takeover at Newcastle. Newcastle's takeover is awaiting the outcome of the Premier League owners and directors tests after a £300 million deal with current owner Mike Ashley was agreed in April. There have been plenty of calls for the Premier League to block the takeover due to the Saudi Arabian backing of the consortium that is proposing to take charge at Newcastle. And there have been reports that the time taken to make a decision on the takeover meant that the Premier League was considering whether to block the move. But Masters says nothing should be read into the length of time that is required to assess the takeover bid, insisting the league is simply examining the detail of the proposal. Meanwhile, and Newcastle could have to play one of their matches this season at a neutral venue. Newcastle's home clash with Liverpool on the final day of the Premier League season looks set to be moved to a neutral ground. Police have identified a number of fixtures that could present issues with supporters turning up at grounds, and the clash between Liverpool and Newcastle is one of those such matches. Meanwhile, and Newcastle have learnt that they will face Manchester City in the FA Cup quarter-finals on either the 27th or 28th of June. The FA have outlined their plans to complete the tournament, with the final set to take place on August the 1st. Finally today, Danny Rose has returned to training at Newcastle after receiving assurances from Steve Bruce. The Tottenham man, who's on loan at Newcastle, had raised concerns about training due to the coronavirus pandemic. However, with the fullback reassured by the club's medical team and Bruce, he was back in training at Benton on Friday. That's all for now. We'll have more news later.